Hi, this is a reflection for Chinese Chat. So Chinese Chat is a creativity slash service activity that I've been doing since grade 9, grade 10, and now for the first two seasons of grade 11. Throughout this activity, I have learned so much about my mother tongue, and I have to employ linguistic skills and problem-solving skills, sometimes even logic skills or math skills, to a language, to my mother tongue, and analyze how it works before I can actually teach it to other people. Because learning a mother tongue is very different from learning a second language. And as I have learned, sometimes I get stumped by people who, by children who ask, okay, how does this work in terms of grammar? And I couldn't answer it because I don't know how it works, because I've always spoken that way. I just know that it sounds right. I could explain the mechanisms behind it. And that has been a really interesting experience. So Chinese Chat is an activity that has students who are fluent in Chinese or speak it as a mother tongue teach it to other children who are in primary school, middle school, and high school, who are studying it as a second language and who need additional help. And we talk with them, we do oral tests, we help them write and read, and we tailor it to their needs and experiences. So that was really interesting, because at the same time I'm learning more about my own language and how to teach a second language, I am learning about my own ability to teach and to be a meaningful instructor. And I must say that that has been an area of personal weakness, because in other positions in the school, I'm used to sort of speaking or talking about things to a larger group of people. But now when you're one-on-one, it's more necessary to tailor to their own experience, to my mentee's experience, and to consider how they are experiencing this. And I must say that that is still an area that I'm struggling with, and I guess that is why I switched to calligraphy for a change of scenes. However, in addition, I found the process of learning second language really interesting, because I have never made the link of between English, Chinese, and Spanish before. Because I grew up speaking Chinese as a native language, I really only started going to an English-speaking school in grade 5, and I learned English from a second language perspective to a mother tongue first language fluency level. And I guess that process of learning English has caused me to gave me advantage in Spanish, because in Spanish we study things like pluperfect or conditional tense or past tense, and all these little things that native speakers usually don't think of. I accept them. I'd be like, okay, we have to study this, and I know what this is for, because it's the same in English, and I had to study this in English as well, so let's move on. But what native English speakers tell me is that they have never thought about their language in a second language before, which is also really interesting, considering that if you think about relationships between languages and between your mother tongue and your sort of adopted second language, it really makes you wonder if you have another way of thinking or being, or if your personality is different in different languages. I know certainly for me that I feel like a different person when I'm speaking Chinese. And sometimes, as I mentioned in my project with Reflection, I still have a very complicated relationship with my two fluent languages. However, I would like to quote Wittgenstein again, limits of your language is the limits of your world, which is really interesting. So I really would like to learn more languages through my teaching of Chinese Chat, because learn more about my language through teaching Chinese Chat, because that will also tell me more about how I think as a person.